Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. This week, the 538.com website reports that Representative John Faso votes with President Donald Trump's positions 85.9% of the time, up slightly from last week.
Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, voted January 22nd to provide funding to reopen the federal government. The bill passed the U.S. House of Representatives 266 to 150 after the Senate approved it 81 to 18. In the Senate, the New York delegation split, with Chuck Schumer voting for the measure he helped negotiate and Kirsten Gillibrand voting against. Faso released a statement via press release that read in part, quote, "State Democrats and Senator Schumer have finally come to their senses and have agreed to reopen the government. It was wrong to hold the nation hostage to the DACA issue, something that was unrelated to the federal government's budget," end quote. Gillibrand tweeted, quote, "I want to see the government reopen as much as anyone, but this bill fails to fix the moral issue we must solve. That's why I voted against it," end quote. The Senate agreed to take up the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals law next month in exchange for some Democrats voting with Republicans on the spending bill.
While the U.S. House of Representatives is out this week after voting to keep the government open, Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, is still busy outside his home district, writing an opinion article in the conservative Washington Examiner online journal. Faso writes about the need for infrastructure spending in the United States. Faso writes, and I quote, "The need is at least $5 trillion over the next 10 years to bring our infrastructure rating from a D to a B, according to the experts," end quote. But, and I quote, "neither the federal government nor the state have the funding or borrowing capacity to foot the entire bill," end quote. Instead, Faso wants a private entity to spend the money. He writes, and I quote, "I have introduced legislation that could fund $1 trillion worth of investment in roads, bridges, airports, and much more by spending very few taxpayer dollars. The bill, the Infrastructure Bank for America Act of 2017, H.R. 3977, will establish a federally chartered bank to invest in infrastructure projects throughout the country," end quote. President Barack Obama proposed a similar plan, but Faso does not want our elected officials picking who serves on the bank. But, and I quote, "board members are elected by shareholders of the bank," end quote. You can read that entire opinion article in the Washington Examiner.
Paul Brooks reports in the Times-Herald Record that Representative John Faso said at an Ulster County Chamber of Commerce event that he believes Republicans and Democrats can avert another government shutdown through compromise. Currently, the federal government is only funded through February 8th after a 2.5-day shutdown last weekend led to a 3-week extension in funding. Faso spoke at the Ulster County Chamber of Commerce breakfast January 25th at the Best Western in Kingston. Congress may need to come to agreement on immigration policy before funding the government. On his way out of the breakfast, he answered a question from a Times-Herald reporter.
How do you get anything passed in the House, past the Freedom Caucus, and do you think the president will support whatever comes out of the negotiations?
Those are two really good questions.
Yeah.
I think that we can. I think the president's support for what is agreed to is going to be critical to getting some of the more conservative members to sign on. Some of these folks are not going to sign on regardless. Some of the people on the left are not going to sign on regardless. That's why I say I think we could pass a bill that would get 300 votes in the House. So I'm...
You're hopeful.
I'm hopeful and optimistic about it because the problem should be dealt with, and I don't want to leave these folks hanging. And I also think there are real security issues that we have to address as well. So I think there's the basis of a consensus and a compromise is there.
Read the full story in the Times-Herald Record.
City and state reports on donations to Faso from the billionaire Mercer family. Long Island-based Robert Mercer and his daughter Rebecca give millions of dollars each year to right-wing causes and candidates, including $25 million in 2016. Last year, Robert and Rebecca Mercer each contributed the maximum amount, $5,400, to Faso's campaign. Robert Mercer also donated $500,000 to the pro-Faso New York Wins political action campaign. Robert Mercer has again recently donated a total of $5,400 to Faso's 2018 campaign, as did his wife, Diana Mercer. Read the full story in City and State.
At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Democrat Gareth Rhodes is calling on U.S. Representative John Faso to return campaign donations he received from the Political Action Committee affiliated with U.S. Representative Patrick Meehan of Pennsylvania. Meehan is accused of sexual misconduct and is alleged to have used taxpayer funds to confidentially settle a complaint filed by his former aide. Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, took the money from the PAC, Patriots leading a majority. Rhodes campaign spokesman Will Burns said, and I quote, Representative Faso claims to support changing Congress sexual harassment protocols, yet he still holds on to thousands of dollars in contributions from Representative Meehan's office. Keeping these contributions sends an unacceptable message and calls into question Representative Faso's dedication to rejecting a culture that has allowed sexual harassment to go unchallenged in the halls of Congress and our nation for far too long, end quote. Rhodes is one of six candidates in the June 26, 19th Congressional District Democratic primary. The winner of that race will face off against Faso in November. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com.